Lessons from the lathe.
How do I be a walking Kiddush Hashem?
I've decided in my old age to, I think we're, I don't know, year three, maybe even four of Lessons from the lathe. I'm going to move away. I'm going to try to always concentrate on the parsha because, you know, America's got different parshios and Israel and stuff. We're going to say what the lesson is and then we're going to try to relate it to, of course, the parsha. In this case, I tried hard to relate it to both parshios so that everybody's happy. I try to create achdos. And also, unfortunately for me, I will be listening to Achrei Mos Kedoshim once again next Shabbos and Parshas Emor at Mincha. It's going to be a long laning this week. Okay, so how to be a walking Kiddush Hashem. Speaking of which, I want to dedicate the shir to the Aliyah of Neshama of Eliyahu Drori, who was a young soldier, Boger Yeshivat, a Talmud of Yeshivat Shalavim, who died al Kiddush Hashem last Shabbos Kodesh, defending our land in the Egypt area. And it was actually a very serious potential attack. And unfortunately, he died in his tank trying to defend our country, of course, al Kiddush Hashem. And it's a story that's close to me because my daughter is very good friends with their daughter, with the Dorori's daughter, with Eliyahu's sister. And so I spent time at the Shiva house last night. I heard a wonderful shir trying to explain tragedy by Rav Left. And it's something that we should focus on. And certainly when one of the B'nai Chabur, when someone in your own community dies in this fashion, so it's a time for us to consider what we should be doing. It's interesting, the Rav of the Shul mentioned they're Svardim, so you won't be surprised by this, but it's an actually English-speaking shul. And the Rav mentioned that B'nai Chabura, so you have to take upon yourself something. So a lot of people take upon themselves something that's pretty minor. And he says you should take upon yourself something that actually hurts, right? We know when a person's a chola, so if the doctor says, you know, you have this and this disease, you need to do this, this, and this, and he's like, well, that's too difficult, right? Imagine the person, you know, is very overweight, and the doctor says, you're going to die. You're so overweight. You need to run every day. You need to do this, that. And he's like, no, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop eating French fries after 11 o'clock every night. Okay, it's an adjustment, but you got to feel it if you want to do it. So sometimes in order to do, look at our maisim, so we have to do something more extreme, do something that hurts. Sometimes, you know, something that hurts is, you know, just examples, of course, showing up to davening on time, maybe showing up to davening. Having that extra seder, doing something while you know, we're online. I read a wonderful story about one of the great gadolim, and they asked him how he became such a great gadol. And he said, "I became such a gadol 1 minute at a time." And they asked him, "What does that mean exactly?" And he said, "It was the 1 minute that I had waiting for the train that I decided to open a sefer. It was the 1 minute in the doctor's office, usually 1 hour. My wife just waited an hour in the doctor's office. It's the 1 minute that we have waiting on. It's a 1 minute, you know. I always think about this trip when you go to travel, so you know how many hours you have. Okay, sometimes you could sleep on the plane. That's great. That's wonderful. But there's a lot more to it as well. So we should think about that. Last week's parasha, or this week's parasha, depending on who you are, that speaks about kedoshim tiyu, seems to be the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah of living a life al Kiddush Hashem. But in fact, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is actually from Parshas Emor. The pasuk tells us, Lo techalalu shem kochi benikdashti besof b'nei Yisrael. Ani Hashem mekadosh. The pasuk tells us in Emor, not to desecrate Hashem's name, rather, we should sanctify Hashem's name because I am Hashem who sanctifies. So when we look at the concept of Kedoshim Tiyu, Rashi explains that a person who doesn't keep the mitzvahs, who doesn't follow the ways, he's Mechal Hashem Hashem. And obviously the opposite. You want to live Al Kiddush Hashem? That's someone who follows the mitzvahs. We're going to get back to this in a moment. Another way to learn this. And of course, says Rashi, the highest level is being willing to forfeit your life to die al Kiddush Hashem. There's a machlokas in what it means to live a life of sanctity. What is this kedoshim to you? What is it, the next dashi besoch b'nei Yisrael, what does it precisely mean? And I want to bring out the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in this regard. The Rambam writes, to do the mitzvos is a kiddush Hashem, like Rashi. That's mekadosh dei Hashem. Staying away from the bad things. Lo tachal Hashem kochi. Don't do bad things. That's a walking kiddush Hashem. The Ramban says, there is a mitzvah of being parush, to separate yourself. But the mitzvah of kedoshim to you is a separate mitzvah. The Rambam believes it is the mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, you're a kiddush Hashem. Says the Ramban, no, to be parush, to set yourself away, kedoshim to you, right? We make Havdalah. Last night we made Havdalah. We separate ourselves from the other nations. I played you as it would be. If I were to ask you, if it wasn't Lessons of Leizer being taped on Y.U. Torah, we could spend a whole shiur saying, I just gave out Hershey Kisses to you. Right? Obviously, you all made brachas very out loud. It was great. And I were to ask you, why are you eating the chocolate? Why are you eating the chocolate now? Right? I were to shake you and I said, why are you eating the chocolate? So most of you would probably answer, because you gave it to me for free. Free chocolate is free chocolate. One of you would be stark and say something like, I have the chocolate because it's going to help me listen to your boring shiur, Rabbi Hartstein. It strengthens me. The guy's like, what are you talking about? It tastes good. Shkoyach. I like Hershey Kisses with almonds. Feels good. Do you know, I tell him, that you could be Mekadosh Hashem and eat a Hershey Kiss? What are you talking about, Rabbi? Besides making the bracha, when I put it in my mouth and I say, I'm not just doing this leman bach for my stomach. This is going to help me, give me a pick-me-up in the middle of my Seder to serve Hashem better. That's the mitzvah of eating chocolate. Kedoshim to you is that you can't just eat chocolate. Hanu amelim heim amelim, right? Anu ratzim heim ratzim. Anu ochlim chocolat heim ochlim chocolat. They eat chocolate, they eat chocolate because they're just eating chocolate. Because it's good, you should go eat. But I eat chocolate because it gives me strength. I think that's really, really important. The essence of Kedusha is using everything I do for the sake of Hashem. And of course, the opposite is true. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know what a chil Hashem is? Not reaching your potential. Last night before Rav left, came to speak, so Eliyahu's father, Dori's father, Hashem Yikam Domo, spoke, and he said, it's an amazing thing. We called Rav Zev Lef, one of the foremost English speakers in Israel, and he said, yes, he doesn't even know who I am. So when Rav Lef came, got up, he said, honestly, I don't think it's such a big deal. Because he said that if a person has the ability to do something, he has the talent to do something, and he doesn't do it, he says, you're over a mila. Mi'ila, to steal. You're stealing like from the Hektish, from the Mikdash. You have a talent, you don't use it? That's a chil Hashem, says Rav Moshe. Realizing our potential, whether it's in Torah and other things, that, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is each of our Kiddush Hashem. And it's different for everyone. It's Gemara and Yuma that's quite perplexing. I believe it's on Pei Vav, where the Gemara quotes Rava. Rava says, for me, being Mechal Hashem Hashem is not paying meat from the butcher right away. Huh? He goes to the butcher. The butcher says, Rebbe, pay me next week. It's okay. We're all busy. It's just good stuff. So the explanation is obvious. The explanation is, Rava recognizes what level he's on. And for him, he knows people are going to, oh, look at that great rabbi. Look at that Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about, in the halachas of getting up in the morning, of how we dress, the fact that we have, amazingly, the abilities, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, that even when we get dressed, you have to get dressed in a certain way. You put your shoes on a certain way. You take your shoes off a certain way. To be a walking Kiddush Hashem, everything's dedicated to the Rabbanu Shalom. But furthermore, but if he's a Talmud Chacham, he has to dress even in a different way. He has to make sure he has no stains on his clothes. So make sure he's mechubad. Somebody once died, I don't daven here as much. I don't know if you ever realize this. I don't know if I'm just trying to justify what I do, but after davening, I have a minhag, maybe usher in the base medrash. I'm sure I could find a tshuva that says it's usher. Right? I happen to have my tefillin mirror. Happens to also have a comb on it. And I brush my hair. So somebody once came up to me, not as Talmud, a chutzpahdik, friend of mine. And he said, base medrash, brushing your hair. So I said, yeah, I think it's a chiv. He's presentable to other people. It's nice. I said, besides the fact, I don't want to forget I'm going home now. My wife's going to be home. It's not appropriate. You come home, your hair is all messed up from, wearing tefillin for such a long time. She should look nice. Someone be'ed just told me. He was with Rav Shlomo Zalman once. He walked him home. And before he walked home, besides the fact that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to always knock on his own front door, he said he would comb, move his hair so he was looked appropriately for his wife. This is somebody who was at that time probably in his late 80s. Everything about me is kaddish. Is this the way other people perceive me? Says Rava, no. So for me it's not good. But other people, it doesn't matter. Yes, it's true. There is an ultimate level of being Makadish Shem Hashem, which we can only, it's difficult to even understand. Ashkenazim, we make a bracha every single day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Makadish Shemo Barabbat. I don't know if you know about this part. After brachos. Yeah, it's the beginning part of davening. Baruch Hashem, we say it here in yeshiva. It starts at about 8 o'clock. But there, when we say the Shema Yisrael, which is, of course, the ultimate saying, Makadish Shemo Barabbat, we say Baruch Atah Hashem. But why do we say it? We're not being a Makadish Shem Hashem. Because we want to be a Makadish Hashem every day. Walking. Say Shema Yisrael, mean it. Act in a way where people look at us and say, that's a religious Jew. Wowee. Even here in Eretz Yisrael, somebody who's not religious says, see, look at that. He's wearing a kippah l'rosh, and that's the way he acts. Wow, that's amazing. And of course we know the opposite. Of course, that ultimate level. My wife had the great schus this year. This is one of my first years. I didn't join you guys and go to all the different wonderful, inspiring places you go on Yom HaZikaron. So my wife's turn to go. She went to Har Herzl. And she decided to impromptu run a tour of Har Herzl with the girls from Tiferet. She was just going to go by herself. And all of a sudden, she turns around and 40 girls are following her. So, like any... everybody goes to the quote-unquote famous grave, and I think this story is a wonderful story. And so she very much wanted to find the grave of Roy Klein. We have a child, Yonatan Roy, our first child that we have here in Eretz Yisrael, is named for Roy Klein. And she's working her way there, and a man stops her. And clearly everybody's talking English, it's a big group, 40 people. And he says, "You speak English? Here, take this." And she sees a pamphlet. She says, "What is this?" He says, "I don't speak English so well, but I had somebody make this in English because nobody knows who my son was. Everybody knows the famous ones. Everybody knows this son. Nobody knows who my son is." And he was so excited to give it out to every single girl, and he spoke about the story of this. My wife said, "I want to read this. This is the story. How many soldiers don't we know about?" She was able to reach Rory Klein's kever. And there, she broke down telling the father of Roy Klein, "We have a child named for your son." And there are, Baruch Hashem, probably hundreds of children like that. And he started crying and he said, "I know, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of children, but I didn't know an American. I didn't know someone made Aliyah with the... And I want a name for someone who lived and died, HaKadosh Hashem. That's the Chiddush here. Yes, it's beautiful when someone dies on Kiddush Hashem. It's a nebuch, of course. Should never happen, nebuch. Such a young, beautiful Eliel Dorori, 19 years old, to die on Kiddush Hashem. But he lived on Kiddush Hashem. You hear a hesped and you say, ah. Rory Klein, with his last breath, had to make a split-second decision. And he made a decision. It was, do what most human beings would do, and say a grenade is about to go off. I'm talking about this all in a split second. And say the grenade's going to go off. There's whatever, 8 people here. We'll all get some of it, and each of us will be injured in different ways. Or, as the head, as an older person with children, I could jump on the grenade, thereby killing myself, most certainly, and hopefully not hurting anybody else. And there was a soldier who knew English a lot better than Roy Klein's father, and he says, I was there. We were the next, he was injured. It was the next group that went in. And he says, I could tell you, with the Eidos, I heard this Shema Yisrael you never heard in your life, ever. That was a Shema Yisrael, he said. Rabbi Lef said last night that his Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Gifter, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells, I could tell you was not very well known for being the biggest Zionist in the world. Said after the Six-Day War, anybody who died in this war, forget about what they look like, chiloni, it doesn't matter. They're a kaddush. And then he said, Rev Lef, Kal v'chomer, somebody who was from Kal v'chomer, somebody who was dedicated to Torah, Tav abachor nishi. Okay, so hear those stories, but does it affect us? How do we walk a Kiddush Hashem? So in a few minutes, we'll leave our lesson and we'll learn a very difficult parsha for me as a business ethics teacher. Learn about a case of a person who was let out of jail and how we treat that. But one of those lessons, and we'll end with this lesson, is what we're going to say about in detail, but I just want to quote it. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted by asking, now that you're here in Eretz Yisrael living every day, you should be saying the Ein Kevalkenu. And you say, Tan Ve'elio, Kol Shona Halachos, Muftach Lo Shu Bein Olam Haba, Shenema Halichos Olam Al Tikri Halichos El Halachos. Shkoyach. Cute, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. A nice halachos, halachos. See, it sounds the same, huh? Shkoyach. I don't know how you do that in English, you know? Ways and laws, sounds the same. What? So, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Auerbach, you know what that means? And I'm embellishing a bit. That's being a walking Kiddush Hashem. Where your ways, your halichot, your walking becomes your halachos. In everything you do, you're a halachic man, as Rav Soloveitchik would put it. I stop and I say, wait a minute, should I be doing this? This is not what I should be doing. It's not Ratzon Hashem. Let's move on. Nope, I don't belong in this room. I don't belong here. Sometimes it's hard. It's such a Yetzirah. You talk during davening. If you stop yourself, Halichos Olam, is this what I should be doing? Talking now? Somebody's wearing tefillin. Okay, it's 12 o'clock. He's not really supposed to be davening chakras. Okay, fine. And everybody's in a circle talking to the guy. Say, you know what? He's wearing tefillin. He has a kedusha. I'll ask him my stupid question after. Halichos olam. Is my life halichos? Am I kedoshim to you? Am I using my talents? Or am I achil Hashem for not using them? To have the ability to go up to another person and to make them feel good. I have that talent. Shouldn't I be using it? Do we realize that kedoshim to you is a mitzvah within itself? Being parush. And doing what I'm doing. I don't eat chocolate the regular way. That is walking al Kiddush Hashem. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, the Rambam speaks much more about living a life of Kiddush Hashem. And not as much as dying al Kiddush Hashem. Because that's the ultimate. We live our life in this way. To be walking Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. That's the challenge of life. Not the one-time thing that we might do and say, oh, look at those nice Jews at Auschwitz who react in this way, sing, that was a Kiddush Hashem. When we sang there, oh, that was a Kiddush Hashem. When we went to that kotel or we went on a school trip, yeah, those are all... But is it every day? Is it everything that I do? That's what it should be. The Rav next door, Rav Bagno, the Marid Asra, Mishkan Shilos, he's talking about the halachic element of Mipnei Seva Tokum, also from the Parsha. He says, halachically, do you really have to stand up and give somebody your seat on the bus, an old person? So he's talking about Chalikas with the Minchas Yitzchak. Sorry, with the Mishnah Halachas and Rav Vosner. Not important the way you pass them. At the end, both of them even said, no matter how you pass them, you're not a good person. You don't have midos. If you don't get up for an old person, whether it's halach or not, stipulate, it doesn't matter. That's what we should be thinking of. Technicalities of halach. Can I do it? Is it the right thing to do? Or not? No? That's not, I want to be a walking Kiddush Hashem in everything that I do. That's the lesson that we should take from Mikdash to Besoich B'nei Yisrael, from Kedoshim to you, to the live of life, to be a walking Kiddush Hashem.